Yes, God is holy. Like you stand as we sing confidently.
Oh,
and joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us.
Oh, said before, we're going to take some time later on. Tell us about one of your blessings that come to your mind tonight. Responsive reading tonight, you find in your bulletin that hopefully you have before you. Picked it up as you came through the sanctuary door this evening. I will begin, and then you can respond with the bold print. I will give you thanks in the great assembly. Among throngs of people, I will praise you.
I will thank the Lord for his righteousness. And I will sing about the name of the Lord, Most High.
The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. My heart leaps for joy, and I will give thanks to him in song.
I will praise God's name with song, and exalt him with thanksgiving.
Let them give thanks to the Lord for his faithful love and his wonderful works for the human race.
Give thanks to everything, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
Give thanks to the God of gods.
His love is eternal.
Give thanks to the Lord of lords.
His love is eternal.
And whatever you do, in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
Thanks be to God for listening to our prayer.
I have to admit that I'm not really dealing with this quite right. I've kind of taken this in the human perspective, which usually is not the right way to take it, and I'm a little perturbed, a little upset. There's two verses I want to give to you tonight that come from the book of Philippians that I believe will be some help to you as well as they have been for me over the years. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. These verses are written by a man by the name of Paul, the Apostle Paul, while he is in prison in Rome. And he has no idea when he's going to get released, if he's ever going to get released, or what's going to happen to him, but he is in prison. And yet he is the one who is writing these words for the church in Philippi, that there's a special relationship that he has with the believers in this church that he's been a part of. And the church of Philippi is the very first church in Europe where the gospel has come to and is believed by the people. So we're seeing the gospel move out from Jerusalem all the way into Europe. The first church in Europe is Philippi. So these are the words that Paul writes to the Philippians, the church, the believers in Philippi. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. There's two points I want to make from these two verses. The first one is this. Release your problems to the Lord. These two verses help us in doing that. Release whatever kind of problem, situation, circumstances you find yourself in. Give them to the Lord, for he says, don't be anxious about anything. We kind of go like, easy for you to say. Not always so easy to do. But these are really good words. And we find that there's no way that we can do this unless Jesus is there to help us to do these things. And how do we do that? How can we not be anxious or worry about anything? He gives us the answer in this verse. He says, it's a prayer. Take them, whatever is going on in your life, in your mind, take it to the Lord in prayer. And that is where we release them. Put them in God's hands. Put them at the foot of the cross. Don't carry them around yourself. Let God handle them. Because he goes on, you know, there's like three words in this verse that talks about prayer. There's prayer, petition, and then requests. Those are three words that go along with prayer. And whenever we release and we go to prayer, the worry and anxious thoughts that we have we just give to the Lord. And we can be thankful that we can do this. God wants us to do this. The little things, the big things, whatever they are. So prayer begins, or prayer brings peace into the life of a believer. And so, are you anxious about anything? Got a lot of stress? Well, prayer is really the answer. Because if you're trying to do everything on yourself or in your own way, you're going to be very frustrated and all bent out of shape. Just like today, Bob tells us to stand and to sing the song with him. No words. But we talked about this week. We go, what will happen if this thing doesn't work? We should have a bulletin for people to look at or to have in their hands. But we didn't have the words of the songs in the bulletin. So we're kind of glad we handled it well. So wherever you find that there is peace, there's also going to be joy. And Jesus wants to bring to us his peace. The second point I want to make is, after we release the problems to the Lord, the second one is rest in the peace of the Lord. The way that peace is used here in the Greek, it's a military term. It has to do that there is a garrison of guards that come and guard the doorway of a city. And there's walls around the city, and this garrison of guards that guard the door to make sure that no one comes in and that no one kind of gets out. They're there to guard, keep the peace safe. It's like a bodyguard today. Anybody who's somebody usually has bodyguards that are usually bigger people than what they are. And they're there to protect the person. They're to throw their lives in front of the person that they're there to protect. So be thankful that we have the peace of God during this Thanksgiving season. If we have stress, stress leads us to worry. And how many worry warts are here tonight? Anybody worry about a lot of things? No. My mom worries about everything. I don't know if you're on tonight, Mom, but you worry too much. When we worry, we're not trusting. But God wants us to depend on Him for every little thing of ours. Because there's nothing we can do about it anyway. Worry is, you know, picture that I've heard it before. It's like being in a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but you don't go anywhere. That's really what worry is. It just gives you something to do, but you don't go anywhere. But if you take prayer instead of worrying, you're much, much further ahead. And you can rely on the Lord, knowing that He has heard and He will work on your behalf. The peace of God acts as a sentry to guard the believer's heart. And that's really what the last verse says. The peace of God that transcends all understanding, which means we can't comprehend it. But the peace of God will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And that's why it's important to have Jesus in your life. Because without Him, this peace that we're talking about here, it just isn't going to be there for you. You're going to find yourself wanting to worry before you want God's peace. And let Him take over, take charge of everything. Peace is more than a feeling. It's a quality of life. I have heard people in the hospital who are dying, being by their bedside, and they say, I just have a peace about this whole thing. And I just go like, wow, I'm glad you have that peace. And I've heard that many times with those who have a relationship with the Lord. Talking about a peace. Sometimes it's over with farmers that I've dealt with that wonder if they should buy some land or a piece of machinery. And they kind of go like, well, I went ahead because I really feel peace about this. Not even knowing what kind of crop you're going to get that year. But I find that's a strange characteristic in lives of believers. We talk about the peace of God in times of making decisions, and in times of when even at when life is coming to an end. I just got a closing illustration here that there were two artists that were told that they were to paint a picture that would represent perfect peace. The first artist painted a picture of a young boy, I don't know how young he is, can't be too young, probably a teenager, who is sitting in a boat without a cell phone. Sitting in the boat, fishing, and the boat is on a lake that is as smooth as glass. There's not a ripple on it at all. And that was that artist's idea of what perfect peace would look like. A calm lake. The second artist painted a raging waterfall with winds whipping the spray of the water around. And there was a tree near the waterfall that had one branch that was hanging over the water. And there on the, close to the end of that branch was a bird who had made a nest and was sitting on her eggs. And that was his idea of peace. And he said the reason that he sees that as a peaceful, a place of perfect peace is that the bird knew that it's protected by any of its predators. No one would dare to probably come here because even the roar of the falls, as well as the location of where the nest was at. And she was just sitting there peacefully. Shielded and protected. And no worries about anything. Real peace is a result of remaining cool and calm in the midst of trials. I'll say that again. Real peace is a result of remaining cool and calm in the midst of trials. And this is where we find what Paul writes, and the peace of God that transcends all understanding. His peace will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Jesus often gave his peace to those who listened to him. One place in John 14:27, Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you." He wants to give you this peace. "My peace I give unto you." So tonight we can be thankful that we have peace with God. We can have a peace that transcends all understanding because we know that it is real and it comes to us through having that faith relationship with Jesus Christ. I'm going to just close in prayer. And then ask if there's anyone here that would like to share what you are thankful for tonight. Heavenly Father, thank you for the peace that comes to us that oftentimes we ignore or we don't even think about. But Lord, if we find ourselves going down the road where we find there's a lot of worry and a lot of anxiety, may we stop ourselves. May you help us to stop and to think about these two verses that Paul penned in this letter to the Philippians. It is something that he himself experienced in his life. And yet he passes it on to those who may go through different kinds of difficulties in places where they live and who are not in prison. So, Lord, we do know that stress and worry and anxiety, there's a lot of it around these days. May we think about being thankful that we have you as our Lord and as our Savior, where we can take everything that upsets us, everything that kind of makes us begin to worry or to be anxious, then we just take it to you and just say, "Lord, I'm trusting in you and I'm giving it to you, and so therefore it's yours. And I'll wait upon and look for how you are going to handle these things that are going on that I've given to you in my life." So we are thankful that you're here, thankful that you will also answer our prayers, sometimes in ways we don't even expect them to be answered, but we trust in you. May we be thankful in that. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Anybody like to share what you're thankful for today? Thankful that it was a short message. You can start there. No? Yes, back there. I see that hand.
I'm thankful for my wife of 50 years.
50 years.
For that as well, but I'm so thankful for each person here. This is the body of Christ. Here we are. Love, peace, joy, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Christ is here. We are here. Each one of you means so much to me. I'm always happy. I'm so thankful for this place.
Thanks, Nancy. Steve. There was somebody up at church last Sunday. They said, where's Steve and Nancy at? Go, oh, they're celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary. And they're like, 50? They can't be doing that. They can't be celebrating 50. Go, yep. Well, they must have been really young when they got married.
We were.
What's that?
We were.
You were. And I said, well, Nancy just turned to be 70. She must be kidding. She doesn't look like 70. So that's a good thing. But thank you. 50 years and just being thankful for being here and with the people that have come today. Great. Anyone else?
I'll speak up.
Sure. Go ahead, Angie.
My list is long. Like, I think there's things daily that we're thankful for. But probably the biggest thing is that I was born and raised in the Christian church. And that I know the Lord is my Savior. And that, you know, even on the tough days, we can go to Him, and He will carry us through. So, yeah. I've been able to grow
Him. Yeah. Amen. That's great to be able to say it, even. For some people, I can't say that, but you just did. So, it's wonderful. Anyone else? Don't be shy, don't be bashful. Go ahead, Charlie.
I'm thankful for the gifts that God has given me, from music to family, friends, and church.
Annika wants to say something. Oh, you don't? I thought. Okay. Some other time, another Thanksgiving. Anybody else?
I was just going to say, this sounds corny, okay, but there are so many people that I here know that have, this is practical too, okay, this is very practical. But whenever I use my garbage disposal, I'm so thankful that I have it and it works, because I've heard these terrible war stories of people who don't have one. I mean, they have one and it just is always plugging up or something like that. And so practically, that would be one, but also, I'm just thankful that, you know, kind of piggybacking on Tim, just that God shows up, you know, when we have a need. We don't know how it's going to be bad, but He always shows up. And, you know, when Satan tempts us and says, you know, starts churning the waters for us and we get worried, we get anxious, you know, some days, I mean, for me, you just have to walk through, nope, not today. Not today, you know, and you just kind of walk away, you know, spiritually, mentally. And I'm thankful that He is, you know, He lets us do that. And He ministers to us. And He fights it for us.
Thank you, Lisa. I thought you're thankful for God. But you didn't say anything about God.
That'll be next year.
Anybody else? Go ahead.
I'm thankful for health. We take it for granted. We don't appreciate it until it's
taken. That's true. Yeah.
I'm just thankful for the blessings of this whole past year. We've been protected. We've gotten through bad times. And the Lord is always there. And truly God. You know what I'm saying?
Thankful there's no snow.
Yeah.
But we thank the Lord for wind. Wind is our friend. Somebody said that to me I still haven't figured that one out.
The guy that sells windmills.
Makes the windmills go around. But you know, you think of the Holy Spirit came with the wind, the sound of a rushing wind. The book of Acts, chapter 2. And I go like, you know, rather than being angry at the wind, you say, Lord, okay, reminds me of the Holy Spirit. Wind got power. Wind does things that we don't even know about. There's a purpose for the wind. And I don't know where it comes from or how it comes. Usually, what direction is it from? But it's an amazing thing. Too much wind can be devastating. Tornadoes, hurricanes. But there's power in wind. Holy Spirit is also very powerful in our lives. So, anybody else that want to say something to be thankful for here tonight?
Well, I better say, I'm very thankful for this church. We joined a year ago and had lived down here for 2 years and could not find a church that we were willing to commit to, and came here to Harbor Joy, and you guys just all opened your arms to us, and just so many blessings have flowed because of it. So thank you guys for being here and for just being such the hands and feet of Christ Church, because you truly are.
Thank you, Vicki. Appreciate that. I hear somebody else over here?
No, I just said praise God.
Okay.
I tend to talk out loud a
lot. That's okay.
So
that's
you
okay.
Know.
I just go like, I hear something or not.
Yeah.
Bill?
Well, a year and 4 months ago, we started a journey. We didn't know where we was going to go. We lived in Des Moines, Iowa, and I said to the Lord, we need to do something different. Carolyn was originally from Estherville. I said, let's go up to this area. We prayed about it. She almost left me because she said, you've got to be crazy because you've been hanging on to both houses. Since then, we sold the house. We came here. We found a home. Like you said, the best thing that ever happened was we found this church. We found the good Lord. We've always had the good Lord with us. Mm-hmm. But we found a home. We believe in the people of this church, their leadership. We thank you so much that we can try to continue to be a part of all of you. Thank you. And thanks so much for Carolyn and to be a part of my life.
You gotta say something, Carolyn. You'll say something to him on the way home. Thank you, Bill, for that. Let's just have a word of prayer together. Above, we can close with a song. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for the many things that you do bless our lives with. And the people you bring into our lives that we know would not have happened unless you were in it. And guiding us along the way throughout this journey called life. Thank you for the blessings that we have. And even here tonight, Lord, it's like we're not here in any large number by any means, but thankful that those that are here is what's really important. So may we go into tomorrow as we celebrate Thanksgiving Day, that it truly will be that kind of a day, and that we will give you all the praise and all the glory, because you are deserving of all things. And so we just thank you for this evening. Thank you for everyone that has come. And thank you that we can sing or hum or whatever. This is the last song that I was going to play. In your name we pray. Amen.
I'm going to ask you to stand up, please. We'll close with now. Thank you all.